For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome into this Duval Daily Update. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Some unfortunate news for you, Duval. Arden Key is signing with the Tennessee Titans, a 3-year deal for Arden Key, who is leaving the Jacksonville Jaguars to join their division rivals, their arch nemesis, the franchise that has held the Jaguars back over the years in so many ways. Arden Key is heading to Tennessee, a player who the Jaguars really desperately needed to return in 2023, a role player of the highest sort, really, when you talk about Arden Key, when you talk about what he did for the Jaguars as a rotational pass rusher. And the deal is, according to Mike Garofolo of NFL Network, 3 years, $21 million with a max value of $24 million that includes $13 million fully guaranteed at signing. Sources say, according to Mike Garofolo again, says Arden Key, 4.5 sacks with the Jaguars last season. That 4.5 sack number does not really represent what Arden Key did for the Jaguars, the amount of pressure he was able to apply, the amount of disruption he was able to create in the backfield. And you talk about signed him last offseason on a 1-year flyer deal the Jaguars did after an impressive kind of breakout campaign, semi-breakout in San Francisco, where he was a rotational pass rusher. They got him rushing from the inside a little bit more. The Jaguars did a mix of both with Arden Key, and especially after DeJuan Smoot went down with the Achilles injury, Arden Key really helped step it up and get the defense going without the presence of DeJuan Smoot, who at that point in the season had been one of their more effective pass rushers. So being able to pick it up when the team needed it most, being able to be an emotional leader and a leader on the field with the way he was playing the game, Arden Key is going to be sorely missed in that locker room and on the field for the Jacksonville Jaguars, not only because of his presence, but what the team lacks now. At edge, outside of Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker, and you need more than that in the modern NFL. You need 3, 4, 5 edge rushers that you feel can get after the passer and do some things for you. And right now, beyond Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker, it's looking pretty barren on the Jaguars roster. You do have Ke'Lavon Chase on. You do have Jordan Davis coming back off the knee injury, but you don't have much in the way of experience outside of Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker. You're hoping for a big jump in his play heading into year two. But cannot really stress the importance of the Jaguars rebounding from losing Arden Key to the Tennessee Titans, to their division rivals, and rebounding from losing Jawan Taylor to the Kansas City Chiefs, losing two of their best players from the 2022 season. They're going to need to replace certainly Arden Key.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
And I don't think they necessarily need to replace Jawan Taylor with a big signing, right? You do have Walker Little waiting in the wings. But I do think you need to replenish the offensive line group, the offensive tackle group, right? You do have Walker Little and Cam Robinson you feel good about, but who's your third offensive tackle? In the NFL these days, you need a third offensive tackle if you want to be able to survive in a season where one of your guys goes down, and that happens quite often in the NFL. Over the last two seasons, you've seen Walker Little have to sub in for Cam Robinson on multiple occasions. And it just goes to show you this Jaguars team, they're not going to be able to keep everybody together every year. Sometimes you're going to pick up a guy on a one-year flyer, and that's all it's going to end up being, because they're going to have success in your system and you're just not going to be able to retain them. You're not going to be able to shell out some of the mega contracts or big contracts that other teams are really willing to do for some of these guys. And 3 years, $21 million, I think is really right in line with what Arden Key should be making. So I don't think that this is a outrageous deal by the Titans. And, up to $24 million, I think that's great. I think he probably might be worth even a little bit more than that overall, quite frankly, you know, when you talk about him as a third edge rusher, as a guy who can create a lot of pressure. But I do think it's right there in line with what he should be valued at. Unfortunate to lose him to the Titans, to lose Jawan Taylor to the Kansas City Chiefs, who you know you're going to have to play again in 2023 and are likely going to have some bouts with them in the playoffs moving forward over the next several years, you know, with Patrick Mahomes and Trevor Lawrence at the helm, Andy Reid and Doug Peterson going back and forth there. But really unfortunate news so far. The Jaguars, they have retained Andrew Wingard since the free agency period started. But other than that, it's been all quiet on the Western Front for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So we will be monitoring free agency, providing updates as fast as we can on all the Jaguars news that's upcoming. Hopefully there's going to be something exciting. You know, the Jaguars have a lot to work on at cornerback, at offensive tackle, at tight end, at edge rush. Obviously they need a nickel that can play. Right now they don't have anybody at nickel who has any experience. So clearly the Jaguars are going to need to get busy prior to the NFL draft. They've got a little bit of cap space to work with. There are free agents out there at each position that they need. Hopefully they'll be able to address a couple of those prior to the NFL draft. But thanks so much for tuning in, Duval. I know it's been a long day, long couple days for y'all. Hang in there. And just remember, Trevor Lawrence, you got him. Doug Peterson, you got him. Everything's going to be all right. Calvin Ridley on the way. Things are going to be good for the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2023. Again, thanks so much for tuning in. Hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo. Drop a comment in the comment section below. Hit that like and subscribe button on YouTube. Really appreciate your support, Duval. Have a good one.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.